At high school, yeah, I never was a confident type. Could it be cause a nigga like the stereotype? Big dick, loud mouth, you know the arrogant type. Or the kid that skateboard that wore his jeans too tight.
The white boy with the long hair, everybody looking at Ethan to say G for days off a rap check. Went from a couch to a house to a mountain. Lonely to two titties bouncing.
I been that nigga that you love to hate. Faith the black with the Mac in the back of the Ford Bronco. Hella hoes with the blow straight from the Gulf Coast. You know how that shit go, I been down with the bullshit.
These hating ass niggas irrelevant. Can't see the light, they shine on. So I call Mr. Edison. Moving on up like the Jefferson. Niggas and bitches so hating, but living on the edge.
Hey, fat hoes got the warmest puss. The mean hoes got the stanky cut. Skinny hoes suck dick like they hungry. Pretty hoes suck dick like they ugly. Fat hoes got the warmest puss. The mean hoes got the stanky cut. Skinny hoes suck dick like they hungry. Pretty hoes suck dick like they ugly.
We moving from city to city, count rats by the 50s. You with me, you not got no time for no iffy. Sticky situations, cause I've been in the lab with my dog in the basement.
Sack half and ratchets, fuck how you had it. Has this happened when I tweak and leak and semen in these pretty little demons? Fuck how you feeling, forever a heathen. Fuck you beat me when you see me.
It's apparent that I'm not embarrassed, that I grew up with fairly odd parents. And you wonder why I call smoke to live this lifestyle someone died for, nigga.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, 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 ayy. Fat hoes got the warmest puss. The mean hoes got the stanky cut. Skinny hoes suck dick like they hungry. Pretty hoes suck dick like they ugly. Fat hoes got the warmest puss. The mean hoes got the stanky cut. Skinny hoes suck dick like they hungry. Pretty hoes suck dick like they ugly.
Ruby ain't got no hoes, just a big boy. Tryna buy me at the fucking show. I throw that pussy on low. Tell that bitch go home. Call that bitch no phone. So cold, no snow. Just a phone with the tag on the show.
It's so mouth full of drugs. Shadow like a motherfucker with a face full of blood. Yo, run that. Bitch, I'm legit. Balls cape it.
Directions.
Bitches in my dick, but I ain't gon' fuck. Six bitches
in my dick.
Yeah,
I
guess
I'm gonna have baby
Malcolm
for about
a year. Oh, the dog. Are we talking about actual Malcolm?
No, not actual Malcolm.
Yeah, well,
all I gotta do is just kiss him on the neck, man. He'll get a fucking stiffy and come on over.
Alright.
I don't know about that. He's kinda scared. I think he'd be scared of the big gray bear.
That's right. Hey! Cyril Gray.
How the fuck was that a bear?
that was a bear dog.
It's Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
Yeah, we're all bears, except for Anthony, man. He's a cub.
Fuck
this
that,
is
I ain't part
MTG
of that.
Tusk Crack House. Man, we Tank are going to be discussing Cube this week. Ice Cube. Ice T.
Rubik's Cube.
Rubik's Cube. The sign was that. What car makes the cube? There's a car that makes
Nissan,
a cube.
Was it a Nissan?
Nissan
cube?
Something like that.
It was
yeah.
fucking something, man.
Yeah,
it was ugly as shit. It had
yeah,
that
it
little wraparound.
Exactly like a cube.
Fucking, that wraparound window. If,
yeah, yeah.
if somebody broke it, man, it's like $500 to replace
it,
that piece
it
of
looks,
shit.
It looks exactly like a modern day ice cream truck.
Just a little bit smaller.
Just a little smaller. Or a lunchbox. Whatever one you want.
And it also has a pervert driving that motherfucker, too.
Always.
Bruh, it's not like they're
fucking
not like
some
Prius
hipster.
Owners.
Hey, some hipster out there, man.
That's fine. Let the hipsters drive the pedo mobile. I mean, you watch out for the real pedo driving the Prius, acting
yeah.
like good Samaritans.
There's a guy. He's named like he's muscle. Called Bobo the Clown, Bobo the Millennium Clown.
Oh hell yeah, man!
Yeah,
that motherfucker's been driving around
that guy,
bitch
see,
forever.
That guy, yeah, so that guy used
fuck?
To. He used to. Well, I used to work at a. Well, how can I put this? so correct term for mentally disabled people.
I
he
can
was
say
a
something
driver.
Right now, but God,
no,
man.
No, don't offend those people.
Yeah.
I offend everybody.
Don't offend those
people.
People
like when I talk shit about motherfuckers. Oh,
that's fine, but you're offending the wrong people.
Yeah.
It's fine to offend niggers and spicks and
nigger,
Jews.
What the hell is a nigger?
I am a nigger. That's what.
Oh, my God.
You are not
a nigger.
No, he is not.
Erebos is a nigger. Look at him.
No, he is. That is my nigger. Not no nigger.
Well, I can call him a nigger.
Oh,
fuck
goodness.
You.
Can't.
Damn, man. Disclaimer.
Oh,
disclaimer. Well,
like
I thought I was going to come off racist
just
in this
like
episode.
Just like you can't call mentally challenged. People the R word.
I did in the last episode.
Well, don't do it this time. The last episode isn't out yet, so
oh,
don't
I,
do
can
it.
Can I call him Riri?
No, it's even worse. No. That's like trying to befriend him.
I have some friends that are mentally handicapped.
Bro, you're in the magic community. We're all mentally handicapped.
Oh, fuck. You heard it first, man. All y'all motherfucking Riri's out there.
No shit.
Oh,
who
man.
The fuck spends money on cardboard?
All right, let's get on with the damn discussion on fucking Cube.
Exactly.
Oh, man, he's got a new album dropping this year.
Oh, man.
Does he?
He's nice cube.
Nice cube.
Nice cube.
Nice cube. The un-nice cube.
The un-nice cube. And then there's the combo cube remix. Combo cube remix. That's going to be the best.
Oh, my God.
Well, if you guys don't know what a cube is,
you shouldn't be playing Magic.
You shouldn't be playing Magic.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
That's the truth.
Man, you're on one today. What the fuck happened?
Yeah, we switched spots. Okay, so you know what happened?
I haven't slept, and I got off work an hour ago, and I had to do a 12-hour shift today in the sun.
Okay, so remember 3 weeks ago, I was like kind of lit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I passed it to him today. It's his turn.
Man, I've been kind of like on the low tip lately.
Yeah, been like super reserving back. And then me and Tony have been going extra harder than normal. Yeah, it's like really bad.
I remember surprising. When you were on one, I was like, I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is Airballs doing?
I don't know. That's how it was. It's just
cussing. He just wanted to say dick.
He just wanted to kill somebody.
Yeah. It was just like, I just passed the torch to Tony. He's like, all right, it's my turn this week. I'm like, go for it, man. Go nuts, you know? Now, if you guys want to know what a cube is, it's pretty much it's a singleton format. It's eternal. Because you're going to get to play with older cards. And usually, every cube is different. I can't really tell you exactly what's in your cube. Because every cube you play with, it's always a different cube.
I've seen jank cubes where people just grab one of every fucking card they got in existence in their fucking entire collection and throw it in the shit.
That's a bullshit cube.
Bullshit
cube.
Yeah, and it's fucking jank. I mean, it's a straight jank cube.
There's uncube, which is all the uncards.
You have that, then you're lucky.
The cube cube, which is the common, uncommon.
Oh, popper cube?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, popper cube's cube. Commons.
Yeah, but the cube cube is the common and uncommon. Okay. So it's all pronounced as cube.
Okay.
Interesting.
That was the Eric Klug design. So.
And then there's I've seen standard cube. I saw a standard cube before. I don't know.
I've seen it.
Why? Hey. But it was there.
Truth had the black cube.
Yeah, there was a black cube.
I've seen the white cube, the black cube.
There was a white cube?
I've seen all that shit, man. I've seen the mono red. I've seen mono blue.
You were a
fucking racist working on a motherfucker this week.
Yeah. So, like.
Man, who's hanging from what tree?
Apparently the white cube.
Yeah, the white cube.
Especially in today's day and age, yeah.
Bro.
It's the all gender cube. All gender cube? There's all gender cube. No, there's not all gender cube.
The all female cube.
All female cube. It's all female characters in Magic.
Yeah. Every card has to have a female on it.
Oh, that'd be actually pretty badass.
Yeah, that'd be kind of tight.
Sure, and then like when you bust it out, you'd be called like an asshole, misogynistic
sexist.
Asshole.
Yeah. Hell yeah,
well,
man.
Of course you would have a female cube.
Hey,
won't
it's just
you
like when I play a fucking online video game, I got to play a chick, man. Why do I want to spend hours grinding and looking at a dude's ass when I can look at a fine little
that's the problem.
Pixeled ass
that's
on my
the problem.
Screen?
See, you're playing the wrong games. You're playing games where you're third person. You got to play first person. That way when you're the guy, it's fine. And then if you do play third person.
If it's first person, I'm just shooting him in the face, man. Straight flat out.
It's the best part because you know you're a guy. So when you,
if I'm playing World of Warcraft, man,
so
I'm
you drive down the street and there's this nice looking chick on the side. You take her to her car and you go to the back alleyway or whatever. And then in first
man,
person,
this isn't GTA 5, motherfucker.
Fuck yeah, it is the fuck. Yeah.
But that's third person right there too.
Hell no, nah, dog. You see GTA 5, you can see the bitch riding you. All right,
man. Someone's horny,
dog. I'm always horny. Yeah. Even after getting laid, I'm still horny.
Yeah,
right. Everyone shut up really quick.
No, it's fine. There's, like, it happens.
There's I had the Modern Masters cube.
Yeah, the Modern Masters cube was tight. I remember that.
Yeah, because you ended up getting that motherfucker off me.
Yeah, that was tight.
Let me see. We have the Power Cube, Unpowered Cube,
Legacy Cube, which
good,
is pretty
the
much
good over. Stuff cube. I've seen.
How about the Combo Cube? Has anyone made that yet?
I played combo heard. Ones.
I want that's. I think that's the one I want to make, and I never did it.
I've seen a Commander Cube.
A Commander Cube?
So what do you got to do? You got a stack of Commanders off to the side, and then you draft?
No, you have like 200-something of like every color, 200-something of like of legendary creatures of assorted, and then hopefully you get a legendary creature in one of your packs.
Oh, that kind of sucks dick.
Oh, that's awful. I thought,
man, it'd be better if it had a fucking stack of fucking draftable, legends.
Yeah.
That...
I mean, it's possible. I mean, you probably do it anyway.
Well, I think the way you would make that ruling is you would make a pack of eight of the first round, and then you guys take 8 packs, and you get up to, and then you draft whatever legends you get. Mm-hmm. So whatever you get, you take that aside, and so then you end up having 8 different legends you can pick from.
Yeah,
and then you start drafting your deck, and you pick which one you want. So luck of the draw, if you end up getting this one or this one, you're like, oh, if I got Jakesman Prodigy, and then what also is kind of awkward because it takes those cards out of the pool that are normally good. And you can also play with the banned ones if you want to make your cube super a douchebag cube. You'll
let me go pick up
Edric, direct, or Xur. You could get Xur.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. Quick. If I see someone fucking pull a Raphelos off the side, I'm gonna be going like, he's not getting no motherfucking else from me. Fuck this motherfucker.
No, but you won't know. You'll do a normal draft, and it might be 5. I think maybe like 8. Commanders is too much.
I think 5 should be fine.
Five sounds fine. I'm making this all up on the spot, by the way, people. So
hey,
I don't know.
Hey, just like Turbo Magic, man.
Yeah, Turbo Magic. Yeah, we was talking about that this week, Turbo Magic, how we can make that not so busted, but it's busted. There's nothing we can do. It's busted.
Sure, let me just have a mana bond every turn.
Yeah.
Quickest format in the fucking system.
Yeah. Turbo Magic. Coming to a tournament
I've
near you.
I've played all kinds of fucking cubes, man. I hate playing powered cubes because... Well,
I like playing power cube.
It's not fun.
It's fun for me, especially if I draft Jun and I'm just like,
all right. So before we keep going about cubes, we gotta tell people what a cube is.
Oh yeah. So a cube is a 3-dimensional object. It's got six sides.
Yes. Man, fucking straight dick.
That was awesome.
All right, man. So a cube usually consists of 1 card minus basic lands.
Yeah.
So singleton format.
And it's anywhere from, I've seen them as low as 240 up to 660. The color combinations are broken down by so many in white, so many in black, so many in green, so many in blue, so on and so forth. So many in
artifacts.
Artifacts or and colorless, then
non-basic lands.
Yeah, non-basic.
And then you also do the multicolor.
Hybrid.
Yeah.
And majority of the time, man, most of the cubes are, they have synergy with the cards that are in it. Guys that do this shit, man, every time a new set comes out, anywhere from 5 to 10, maybe 15 cards get pulled out, new cards get pulled in. If a card's too powerful, usually that card goes away.
Or if it's underpowered.
Yeah.
Like another card, it's like, oh, this is way better than this card. Upgrades.
Sure, let me take that shock out of my cube and put a bolt in.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had the uncommon cube. So.
Yeah.
It was broke. Like, you know, cube. You still had fucking shit like Force of Will.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone would go, where? No, Force of Will was uncommon.
D-Tutor?
Yep, D-tutor. Uncommon.
Yeah. Wasteland?
Wasteland. Uncommon.
Yeah.
You know, Capsize. All those fucking cards, all that shit was fucking uncommon.
Powerful.
And, dude. The games were fucking sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're savage as fuck.
I mean, you don't have, like, Snapcaster, but you do have other shit in there.
Or Black Lotus.
Or Black Lotus.
Or Ancestral Recall.
Moxies.
Or Time Walk.
Jesus. Time reversals, go.
Yeah, I was playing Cube earlier online, and it was pretty busted. It was pretty busted stuff. Like, we built a Reanimator deck. And we're like, turn 2, Shieldred.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then my opponent's all. And then we're like, all right, pitch these dudes, reanimate Iona, call white, your turn. And he's like, a white-green deck. He's like, I can't win.
Yeah, there ain't nothing you can do on that.
I didn't draft the Beast Within, so fuck it.
No, game 2 you did Beast Within, Iona. Okay. But then I brought it back.
Yeah, so Shieldred, Iona, white.
Yeah. Instant fuck. Scoop. It was an instant scoop.
Fuck.
So... I don't know.
Yeah, so...
Anthony, have anything on cube? I know Erebos has got all kinds of...
Erebos has infinite knowledge about a cube.
mine is just common as uncommon.
Infinite knowledge on a cube that I don't play.
I played Eric's cube.
Oh, you had enough people, in the inner circle that had fucking...
Yeah, everyone always... Yeah,
everyone at the shop has a cube or had a cube or...
Yeah, I'm whatever. Like the only person that never had a cube.
Just played all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, the first time I was introduced to a cube was Mario. Jank fucking cube that had just one of everything that he had in his collection, what he had.
Oh, yeah, that was the Mario Jank cube. That was pretty
That
that's
fucking
pretty
thing, I'm like, oh, we're drafting, I'm going.
The fuck is this?
This is all shit.
The fuck is, what is this
I forgot. Kelvin had a legendary cube, too.
The fuck?
A legendary cube. It had all legends in it.
God damn.
That was fucking lit. I never got a chance to draft it, but it looked super funny.
You know what? Ooh.
Yeah, I kind of want to build my Commander Cube now.
Ooh, all yeah, yeah, you all should definitely everything. Build that.
All legendary. Ooh. That's a... It's not pricey.
Nah, not pricey unless like...
But it's trying to find a lot of that shit's going to be hard, though.
Yeah, dog, just put a Raphaelis in there. It's fine.
He's legendary.
Just put a Braids, the black Braids in there. It's fine. Not broken at all.
She's badass.
Or she badass. Let me just fuck you over turn one. Because I'm just that good.
So why should you guys build a cube?
Because it's fun.
It's fun. You're guaranteed 8-player draft. And it's hours and hours and hours of fun.
It's like EDH.
Yeah, the easiest way to put it is EDH.
It's an EDH staple. You have a bunch of Eternal cards. You rarely have to like buy a lot of Magic. And you still get the Magic feeling. And it depends on what kind of cube you build. You can make it as high as the most competitive thing, like matching Moto, from making it like the most goofiest thing, like a mono black cube.
Uncube.
Hey, or man. Uncube.
Yeah, the uncube was fun, man. That shit
fuck
was
no,
actually
man.
Fun.
You know how many times I had to play fucking under the table? I had to play four sub games. So a guy was like, enter the dungeon. And we're like, okay, cool. And the next turn it was like, draw, go down to one life, enter the dungeon. So we go again. We're like, okay, five life, shuffle, enter the dungeon. I'm just like, when the fuck are we going to end this? And he goes like, fourth, enter the dungeon. And I'm just sitting there like, did you really get all four? Did you get four? And he's like, yeah, bro.
If I'm going to build the uncube, I want to make sure I put 50 cheaty faces in it.
Bro, that's the entire uncube. It's just cheaty face.
It's all cheaty face uncube.
As people are starting to draft, you like make them look away, and you switch boxes.
and then you like you just like play, and you like, and they're like, oh, you want to get a drink? Like, yeah. And then you have them under your lands, and then when it's your turn, you like, all right, go. And then as they're like going to draw or do something, you like put them into play. You like slide them into play, and they're like, what?
No, I'm gonna guarantee you, man. If I'm gonna build one, I'm gonna have 50 of those things off to the side. I'm gonna have those for myself, and I'm just gonna have them in my. I'm gonna trade my deck out really quick so nobody can see, and then I'm gonna play cheaty face, put them on the table, then cheaty face, put them on the table.
Oh yeah, hard.
And put them with a cheaty face on the table. He's gonna go. When did you draft all those? None of those came by.
Nah, you want to know how you be a douchebag? You morph a cheaty face. And if your opponent like lets you do it, you're like, cool, one more cheaty face. You let me have it. I put it on the table.
Oh, that costs zero.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because it costs zero. Morph. Ooh. That shit's fucked up.
It's like.
But I think. So the whole purpose is if cheaty face comes into play and your opponent doesn't catch you, put it in a play.
It stays in play.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's
no.
It's retarded. It is the most
no.
retarded card. Yeah, otherwise,
no.
Like a 4-drop 2-2 doesn't do anything.
I imagine like you doing something, and then when your opponent's not paying attention like to the game state, because I see a lot. I've seen this happen to a lot of guys just watching games, and a guy will do something. It's not like intentionally, but he's just not paying attention. He does like an illegal play, and the guy's just like, oh yeah, I assume he knows what his cards do, but they don't. You know, they're not paying attention to the game state.
No,
there you go.
All the time. That's how you win. Yeah, that's. Cheaty Face is a very dangerous card.
Yeah, most powerful card in the entire
set. And it takes advantage of people not paying attention.
All right, so let's get back to the subject of the cube.
Yeah, what you want to know about it?
Cube. Six sides.
No, motherfucking no.
Like 20-something corners.
20-something.
We're talking about the Magic Cube.
The Magic. Oh, what else you want? What else do you ever? What
do we
got
more, man? Usually, it's the same exact amount for all the normal colors. Then
most part, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what would be? What I guess because I've never built a cube. What would be like? I guess the magic number for like the entirety of a cube.
Let me see. For the uncube, it was 660 cards.
Well,
it went 60 across the board for all the, you know, five main colors. Mm-hmm. Then the land base was something like 48 or 49 cards. Then the multicolored cards, and then of course the artifacts. So I actually built a Uncommon Common Cube that was 440. It was smaller, but it was more, it had less filler, more power. Yeah. So, and I've seen them as low as 440 or 220. Usually it's always an even number. And some of these guys also put in like a booster tutor for from the unsets into their things. Because you'll go get a fucking pack.
I mean, it's all custom. Like, it's whatever. A cube is kind of like, it's like a house game. It's literally like a house game with house rules. You know, you're playing with your friends. Like, I heard some people that play EDH, you can't have infinite combos. And then, like, you'll go to places and they're like, you can't have infinite combos. It just want to make the players feel better. And I'm just like, so if I do something 10 times, it's not infinite combo. But if I do it unlimited times, it is. I'm like, well, if I do it 10 times, it kills everyone. Is that still considered an infinite combo?
Yes.
Like, no, because you did 10 times.
Yeah. But, you know, it's all on preference. So, like, if someone's house rules is like, can't have something where you demonstrate a loop, you can only do it once. Whatever.
You mean I can't Malira Kitchen Finks with Sarah Seer Infinite Life? The fuck? I can only gain.
If you're able to draft that shit, man, I would laugh my ass off.
Bro, I'm a draft and I'm a win.
Yeah, so, like, cubes are kind of.
They're fun.
They're fun. I definitely feel like the. For me, the drafting part's more fun than the playing part. Picking the deck to make it work. The playing part can be fun if you have a very powerful effect. You know, you're doing busted stuff. That's the kind of cubes I like. I'm a big fan of more vintage cube than legacy cube or modern cube.
I've seen standard. Standard. I've seen cube. Block just, constructed cube. Yeah, standard I've cube. Yeah, I've seen that. Single sets. I mean, if you're going to do a single set, you might as well just do a block constructed for that.
Might as well just go all the way. Just do a whole format.
Oh, well, some of you single, you do like Modern Masters 1 or 2 or 3.
Which was fun, but for what I wanted to do with my Modern Masters cube when I had it was up the uncommons to 3 of each. That way it was more draftable. You know, there's more options out there. People had chance of getting those extra cards, because there's like having two Kitchen Finks or you know
three like
Narcomoebas or whatever.
If your opponent ever dredges you in drafts, you've already lost,
because that, you know, that gives you the option. Then I was going to move the uncommons up to a playset of all, or no, the commons up to a playset, because that way you can get yourself 2 Street Wraiths, 3 Street Wraiths if somebody's not fucking doing it right.
Gross.
No. Where it was still only one rare, one mythic, but you know, that's what I wanted to do. But then I decided to get rid of it.
Yeah,
I got tired of trying to mess. Because then we also get down to the cube. The best thing about having a cube is foiling your cube and pimping it out.
The fuck it is. More expensive than trying to foil an EDH.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
That's when once you finally finish your cube, you can build an uncommon cube for. I think when I originally built mine was around $400.
So I'm building an EDH deck.
All right, so about $400 for me to pimp it out and get all the uncommon and common foils.
Yeah, bro, how'd that Force of Will turn out?
There was only 2 cards that weren't at the time foil.
Yeah,
I had the Force of Will.
Yep.
And the German, and I had a German.
Detour.
Yeah. I couldn't get at the time they didn't actually have the what's it called?
Force. The Force wasn't foil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Detour was a judge promo.
Jesus Christ.
And at the time I couldn't fucking find it, so I was like, well, fuck it. I got a German.
German.
My demonic Babe Ruth. Because it was signed and all that. Make it look like Babe Ruth.
Yeah, it was funny.
You're fucking Babe Ruth.
Now I wish I still had that motherfucker, because fucking D2s are expensive.
Fuck yeah, they are.
And it's 4 and black border.
Jesus.
So that's one thing you can do with cube. I like that, man. I mean, getting the normal cube, then going out and hunting, man. And of course, I'm one of those impatient bitches. I can't wait. So when it comes to foiling it out, I went up to everybody I know and go, "What do you have?" I go to every fucking vendor, "What do you have?"
Yeah.
you know, I bought that foil wasteland off you.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Oh, didn't you open it out of the pack?
Yeah.
You did. Oh, that made me cringe.
Yeah, we were at the house of fucking scrubs. And
yeah, and then you just like, I'm all, oh, here's your wasteland. And yeah, all right, thanks. And I'm all, you're going to open it. And he goes, yeah. And you open it.
Because it was a player reward wasteland.
Oh,
man,
God,
so.
I couldn't watch that.
Airbos had this motherfucker, what, you had since you got it, so.
Nah, I was like, I came up on another deal, and the guy's like, you want to buy my full wasteland? I was at Strategic Con when we were dealing back then. And then a guy came up to me and he's like, you want to buy a wasteland? And I'm all, yeah, sure. And then we told him the price, and he goes, okay, I'll take it. So I hand him the money, and then when he hands me the wasteland, I'm all, I was really excited, and I took it, and it was still in the wrapper, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I was so burnt. I was like, no.
Yeah, because you didn't want to take it out of the package.
Nah, I have a weird thing. I don't like taking shit out of the package. Like, I got to like do it right there on the spot. If I don't do it, then I know I'm screwed.
The bad thing is keeping it in the package actually scratched up a little bit on the back for it. So when I cracked it, of course, Brad was sitting right there, man. And he's all, you gonna pop it out at all? Hell yeah, man. Bit that piece of plastic. I look it over there. Airbus is fucking cringing. He's walking away. He's like, I don't want to see this shit. Fucking crinkle, 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 crinkle. Open that motherfucker up. And Brad's all, ooh, it's clean. Then he flips over on the back. He's all, ooh, the back's got scratches. Because of the foiling, man. Moving it in and out of a binder or whatnot. That, back then, the plastic, whatever they put it in, wasn't fucking nice.
Nah, it was like the equivalent of you opening up something for like a food process.
Yeah.
Like processed food. Like, they're just like, we don't give a shit. Like, they figured 9 times out of 10, you would grab it and open it up immediately. Like, yo, okay. It was just good enough to get through mailing because they mailed all that to you. I had an original one when I was younger, but I sold it to Ted for like Taco Bell money. So I was super young. That's when I was eating Taco Bell. And B, I was super young. I got it in the mail. I didn't think it was worth anything. I was like, $20? Yeah, that sounds cool to me.
Damn.
Yeah, I had to go out and get two of them later on in life. And I couldn't. Of course, I wasn't getting them for that $20 again. So
not worth no Taco Bell money.
I missed my cue because, man, I had the 7th edition Counterspell foil.
True.
I had to go to every fucking event and look for shit. But when I ended up getting rid of a lot of it, man, I took it down there to, of course, deals. And Charles is looking, he's all, just before he stopped buying fucking foils.
Yeah, you got lucky, too.
Lucky.
Yeah, not a lot of people buy foils still.
Well, because that was the thing. He's all, man, when you don't have that cube, I want to buy it. I'm like, oh, okay. Then he did the same thing with Brad's black cube.
Yeah. He bought a lot of that.
He had that Grim Tutor in there that was fucking pristine, fucking gem mint that we think that was fake.
Yeah.
It was too clean for what he paid for.
Yeah, I've seen stuff like that before where it looks so good that you're like, I swear this looks fake. And then you're like, well, obviously when you check it, it's real. It's very rare. It's very rare that you get something and it looks too clean and then it turns out to be fake.
Anthony knows that fucking thing. Dark depths.
Dude, I'm telling you. It's because I leave my shit in the car. I get warped.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
So Juice found out the dark depths is real.
Yeah, of course it was.
But
yeah, it's just because it felt weird, and I ended up like looking at the other cards from the same deck that it was in, and they all felt the same. It's just because I leave my cards in the heat.
Oh, yeah, so if you guys want to build a queue, man, it's real easy. Pick the format that you want. If you want Eternal or block constructed or set constructed, or
is there any like places they can go look up cubes?
Just Google it.
Yeah, you can Google it. It's probably like somewhere like on a mana, like the mana source or mana drain. What those Eternal formats, they'll have a cube.
Yeah, there's you can look up Klug's common uncommon cube.
If you
want to do the uncommon thing, is it's most all the cards in that are the ones that are in 99% of all the powered and non-powered cubes. So if you later on down the line, if you want to add rares, you can just start adding shit.
I think also if you're like super competitive, you want to just check out all the, I think Magic Online has a list of all the cards that are in the cube.
I believe
each season. So you could just go on the Wizards site and look.
Man, building a fucking a real life Moto cube. Ugh.
Well, if all the cards are real, yeah, you're gonna, not gonna lie, you're gonna blow a lot of money. I mean, I advise you to have a lot of money when you do it.
And think about it: if you don't have a lot of car or money, you we make fun of people with proxies and fake ass cards, but for a cube, it's just something that you and your buddies are gonna sit down and play. Nobody can't say shit if you're gonna use proxies.
I'm still gonna say shit.
Yeah, I will say shit. But say well, shit.
I'm still gonna talk shit. Yeah, but
I'm gonna play with it. I'm gonna play with this fake ass scrub land.
Yeah, that's whatever. Yeah. We're just gonna still play, but we're just not.
Just gonna let you know.
If you want props, you gotta earn it. That's all. That's just. But overall, we're not gonna make fun of you because like, oh, boo hoo, you can't go out and buy a $1,200.
Oh,
box.
Speaking of which,
yep.
So we're down in Frankenstein's, right, Doc?
Yeah.
And, bitch walks over.
We're sitting at Juice's booth. Yeah, we're looking through shit. And the chicks walks up.
Do you buy magic cards? Juice is all, yes, I buy magic cards.
Yeah, let me see what you got.
Black Lotus.
Just like that. Black. How much would you buy this for?
And then Juice looked at it and said, no, I'm not interested.
Exactly.
No, he was just like, I'm not willing to buy that.
Joey didn't buy it, but the other guy around the corner,
I can't remember his fucking name.
Bought it. He paid $12.50 for it.
Yeah.
It's Blaze and Jason.
Jason
bought it.
Yeah.
There's like a short Asian guy and there's a white guy, right?
Yeah.
That's them. Yeah. It's them, and then it's the International House of Whatever. I don't know who those guys are. They're always there and they're not always open. And then it's Don. And then it's Tier One. And then there's Juice. And then there's The Unspeakable. And then there's Joey and Rick's booth.
Yes.
And then around the corner, it's like random guy with hat and the black dude that's with them.
Yeah.
They do Yu-Gi-Oh! And Magic. Pizza Bear guy. And then it's the Battle City whatever dudes.
Yeah. Used to be the Bearded Millionaire back
Bearded
in the day.
Bearded Millionaire, yeah. But shit. He got out of it and Battle City guys took over. And they're just as, I think they're kind of worse.
The Bearded Millionaire reminded me of Rudy.
Yeah, he was kind of.
Initially, when he first started, I mean, he was going hard, man. He was buying fucking everything, selling everything.
And then he hooked up with a dude from Shuffle and Cut. He never was the same.
Nope.
He never recovered.
Nope.
And then he just eventually got out of it. He got bored.
Damn.
Well, he had money.
He had baseball. He did baseball. Baseball cards, memorabilia. So he went into the trading card game.
Well, he told people he was a jeweler. At first, he was dealing like gold and silver, and then I guess he got into baseball after Magic.
Yeah,
and that's probably. It's not that great, man. I don't know. It seems like you make a sale once a year, and it's supposed to pay for everything. But that sounds really risky.
I always see people at like the places that sell baseball cards and baseball memorabilia, and it never looks like anyone buys something
because they don't.
what it does is. Man, I collected baseball cards for years, bro. And it fucking sucked, all right? You know, chasing down those Griffey Jr. 89 upper deck cards, you know. Then you got to make sure that they're fucking... Dude, those guys were scrutinizing and shit. You think Magic player fucking... When they're looking at cards and going, this and that. When you got a glossy fucking card, you got guys fucking just sitting here looking. And if there's one small hairline fucking fraction of a fucking scrape on there or a little line... is no longer near mint.
Damn.
Of course, yeah. Well, because condition always matters. It's like vintage power pieces. Condition, that's the only thing that matters besides the card being real. And once the card's real, all right, the condition. That's it. Like first it's real, second it used to be just real, I mean condition back in the day. I guess, you know, the fake stuff was easy, but now since this fake stuff's getting ugly, first, you make sure it's real.
We got a bunch of fake shit right now. I'm looking at right here.
Yeah, fake as hell. And then it's like, from there, it's like, now is it, what's the condition? You know, so.
Yeah, so pick a cube format that you want. Stick with it. You know, if you have a nice binder, multiple rares, and you want to play shit like that, build a four man draft 220 card cube. It's not bad. I've played one. Yeah. They're fun, quick, fast, fast paced games, and a lot of us would do top deck cube.
Top deck cube.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. Then, oh yeah, there's another format for cube, man. Top deck cube is you grab a stack of cards out of your cube, you shuffle the shit out of it, you put it down, everyone draws seven, and you proceed to play. Any card can be used as a mana source.
Yep.
Just turned upside down, and it produces the whatever color mana you need.
Top deck cube.
Yeah. And man, it's great when you have to bounce land back to your hand, and you know there's certain cards underneath there that you need to bounce. Bam, 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 bam. Done.
Himaloku's the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I play that, pick up this spell. And it's like, oh, it's a murderous cut. All right, exile these cards, cut your creature. Like, really? I made a 1-1 too. Like, really?
That happened? I made a 1-1 too.
Yeah, that happened? Like, that happened.
All right, so we had a giveaway going on.
Woo!
Yeah, giveaway.
For a fat pack.
The bundles.
Bundles, whatever the fuck they're called.
I don't care what
they're called. So now... we get to give one away.
We did
the random generation for freaking comment and subscriber.
Totally, totally random.
And
100% legit. No fake.
The lucky bastard who gets the fucking shit is...
we didn't play favorites.
The hell's his name?
Pranked EDH.
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
I fucking forgot, man.
All
Pranked
right.
EDH.
Well, little man... yeah, so... Pranked EDH, man. Send me a message or...
if you're listening to this, which you should be...
message me on YouTube or go on Facebook and MTG Cardboard Crack House. And
we can always message him.
You know, yeah, either or.
Yeah, and then we'll just...
I know that you're also on SoundCloud, too, so yeah. I can message you there.
If we don't reach out to you in like a day or two,
you have a week, bro.
Yeah, you have a week to
if you don't call, if you don't contact us within a week...
sucks to you.
Yeah, we're starting.
We're going to pass it again.
We'll do it again. But I'm not sure. I'm 100% sure he's going to contact us.
Yeah, he's been listening to our
podcast.
It's
a magic player. Snap.
Free shit?
Free
shit. Oh, my God. He's talking about me? Free shit.
Free shit. Yeah, they love free shit.
So, any closing facts for Cube here?
I hate drafting.
You hate Magic in general.
No, I love Magic the Gathering. Crushing. I love EDH. I hate drafting.
I love drafting.
If you build your Cube... try not to fall into the traps of getting caught up in a card. Just try to see what's open. Don't, if you get first pick, like, oh my God, I got this busted spell. And then you're like, all right, I'm going to go with green. And then, like, green's not there, but you see a lot of red. It's okay to change your mind and go to red. I think people have a hard time of letting go. Like, they see a Jit and they automatically feel like they have to build a aggro deck. And the reality is you can just...
and you're getting past, and you're getting past all the fucking
like sneak attack deck stuff or reanimator stuff, yeah,
or control lists.
Just
someone passed a Force of Will. What the fuck? Look at my guy to my left going. Yeah, you're a fucking scrub. Instant fucking snap by.
Just play Jund. If you're ever drafting, just draft Jund, you win.
Yeah, sure, that works. Oh, if it works, it works.
Someone passes you a Terminate, like you're gonna win.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So with that, go check out our YouTube channel, Tier 1 TCG.
Yeah, go like, go subscribe, and I think we should have another after this one. Crank TDH, make sure you message us back within a week to claim your prize. If you don't, we will re-roll.
And give something to somebody else.
Give your shit to someone else. And it will specifically say, and then we'll have to take a picture saying, this could have been you, Crank TDH.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Savage. Don't let it happen.
I'll rub my sack all over it, too, and say, this could have been you. This could have been you.
See, too far.
Put lotion on his skin.
Oh, there's the Bob I know.
There you go. Jesus Christ.
So, go check out the YouTube channel. Anthony said, we're going to be giving away some more stuff here.
Yeah, we'll probably middle contest. Of the month. Yeah, and like, yeah, probably starting in middle July, end of July or something.
We're going to give more fat packs out. Ooh.
More fat packs.
And hopefully bundles. By the time we hit 50, Airbus has got a plan.
Yeah, Airbus has something.
Oh, I'm supposed to do something stupid.
Airbus wants to do something stupid.
Yeah, I'm going
to
open something 50th. Dumb. I don't know how much money I'm going to waste, but... it's going
to
be
I'm going to talk to that dude because he's got a couple of things that I want down there. He's got the comic book guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the tournament packs for that set that we're talking about. And he's got some loose tournament packs for
He's got he's got tournament packs for Darksteel and loose packs for Onslaught.
Yeah.
So. All right.
So with that, this is Earl Grey.
This is Black Anthony.
This is Erebos.
And we'll see you in the next podcast.
Later.
See ya.
Tap, tap, tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash, but I'm living large. Spend my food money on some magic cards.